This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. 5 years ago this week, Pope Francis released his first major encyclical called Laudato Si. In Catholic lingo, an encyclical is a letter that a bishop writes instructing his followers on how to approach major issues. So you can imagine it's a big deal when the Pope writes one. But instead of taking on an abstract theological issue with Laudato Si, Pope Francis addressed, quote, the tragic effects of environmental degradation on the lives of the world's poorest people. The Pope instructed 1 billion Catholics worldwide to abandon fossil fuels and for governments and businesses to make environmental decisions that center marginalized communities. The School Sisters of St. Francis are a Catholic order of religious sisters based here in Milwaukee, and they've led the local charge to implement the Pope's mandate. Lake Effect's Julian Haida spoke with Sisters Kathleen Brown, one of the order's national leaders, Deborah Fumagalli, the order's Justice and Peace Coordinator, and Judine Schulte, co-founder of CARE, Creating Action to Reverence the Earth.
Thank you all for joining us on Lake Effect.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Glad to be here.
We're delighted to be here today.
Thank you. I'm very grateful that you were able to make the time. Now, I want to start with you, Sister Kathleen. How do you look at the last 5 years since Pope Francis issued his encyclical on the environment, Laudato Si? What is the legacy that your order has experienced here in Milwaukee?
This is part of our Franciscan tradition, and we've been living it for more than 5 years. Our love for the creation and seeing God in creation and in people. But we have been working and we have had some major projects before our leadership came into being, and probably during the first years of Laudato Si. And that was with the deconstruction of our first house in Campbellsport, Wisconsin, and the putting of 100 solar panels on where we now have our offices in Milwaukee. Yeah.
It was 1,068 solar panels.
Thank you.
Solar array.
That's a lot, Sister Deb.
Yeah. At the time, in 2018, it actually was the largest assembly of solar panels in Milwaukee. And thankfully, since then, I think IKEA has more than we have.
Well, I'd imagine IKEA has more resources than your order does.
yes.
Now, Sister Deb, I saw on your website that you have a list of action statements, of things that you are doing concretely and are encouraging Catholics and even your non-Catholic neighbors to do to meet the mandate of Laudato Si. What are some of those action statements?
Judine, do you have the public stance ready?
Yes, I do, actually. And Julian, this was an interesting part of our evolution. We have a committee that's called Creating Actions to Reverence the Earth. And we began in 2007. So the history has long been, because as Kathy mentioned, our Franciscan heritage really is devoted to creating care for the earth. And so we kept moving along in this committee. We did a number of educational activities. We held seminars, et cetera. And in last year, in 2019, we said we should make this public and put it on the web. So our public stance simply says, the school sisters believe that we are called to protect the vitality and diversity of the sacred web of life. And you'll recognize that as part of the ideas from our common home, the Laudato Si document. And it says, this urgent call compels us to act individually, communally, systemically on behalf of the earth, the community of life, and all future generations who make their home on our Mother Earth. So some of our actions are about reducing our carbon footprint and supporting that with others doing the same, educating ourselves and others, working for systemic change, especially the whole idea of connecting to the political environment, supporting responsible legislation, committing to responsible investing in sustainable energy policies. And we ourselves as school sisters have a set of sustainable investment guidelines, promoting justice, especially for the poor. And you'll remember that that focusing on the poor and the marginalized is really important to the whole concept of Laudato Si. And because we're very devoted to women and children, our last specific action is to encourage young women to move into energy, mining, and related scientific fields where we can all work to alleviate climate change.
About our array of solar panels, in the net, over the course of 25 years, the reduction in resources is amazing. We'll save 6 million trees, 193 million gallons of water, 300,000 pounds of greenhouse gases, and 16 million pounds of carbon dioxide. So we're really trying to walk the talk in terms of conserving resources. And even Francis, in his encyclical, talks about solar energy as a really affordable and needed way to use to come to energy.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of reference some of that because you talk about how you're saving money. And I've also heard people say, well, the role of the church then is to turn around and use that money saved to help people, that there is like the environment and the economics are intimately connected. And this is something that Pope Francis really emphasized. Here's a bit of an excerpt of what he said in Laudato Si in 2015. "Today, it is the case that some economic sectors exercise more power than states themselves. But economics without politics cannot be justified, since this would make it impossible to favor other ways of handling the various aspects of the present environmental crisis." So when you hear something like that and you are kind of a nonprofit charity group, how do you expect the more powerful actors in society to take heed those words that Pope Francis shared?
As Franciscans, we always look. Our vision is always in light of those on the margins of our society. So our outreach efforts have always been related to how can we better serve or be with those who are the most vulnerable economically in light of our current reality. So, all our resources are used with that in mind.
To pick that up.
Go ahead, Sister Judy.
Julian, when I was, I attended a conference by the Citizens Climate Lobby, which is really concerned about trying to create climate solutions. And interestingly, one of the speakers was a representative to the Vatican, and she had been a part of the group that Pope Francis called together to plan the Laudato Si and to think about it. She talked about that for the past 2 years, the Catholic Church has pulled together people like representatives from ExxonMobil and huge, Fortune 500 companies, and brought them to the Vatican to say, how can we move forward so that you are using your resources not to harm the earth and the people who are in that earth? And so I think through the church also looking at more systemic and broader visioned groups that we can affect the economics and, as you said, deal with some of the more powerful forces so that the money can be used for poorer people.
You know, I think people find that rather surprising that, American executives are meeting with Pope Francis in the Vatican. And I think the criticism often is that the church is stepping out of its lane, that the church shouldn't weigh in on ideological or political issues. The church should only consider itself an arbiter of moral issues and should only serve people who belong to that particular church. How do you see that role that Pope Francis is playing there as a kind of moral leader for the world, not only for Catholics? And is there anything to that criticism that the church should stay in its lane?
I think the church's role is to call on all of humanity. Jesus came not just what we call Catholics today, but for all of God's people. And I think that is part of our role. And we're called also to live in solidarity and to remember the interrelationship that we're one human family. And if anyone has a moral voice, I think religious organizations do have that responsibility, like each citizen of the earth. We have that shared responsibility for others and for creation. So I think it's right that we do call on each other, call on businesses, call on leaders. We can choose to elect leaders. And we can also propose legislation, you know, that can be supported for the good of humanity and of our world, because we are in a time of crisis. And yes.
And one thing I'd call our attention to Pope Francis's visit to the U.S. and his address to the United Nations.
In effect, a selfish and boundless thirst for power and material prosperity leads both to the misuse of available natural resources and to the exclusion of the weak. Economic and social exclusion is a complete denial of human fraternity and a very grave offense against human rights and the environment.
I mean, I thought that he had a very sound theological message to the UN. And he felt that that was part of his role as being Pope.
Sister Judine, do you have any thoughts on this?
I think one of the things that is really important in the church is there is a strong belief that each of us has to form a strong moral conscience for ourselves. So as Kathy mentioned, that should inform our voting, it should inform our elections, and as Deb was suggesting, it should inform our actions through being connected to each other. And I appreciate that with Pope Francis's focus, it's saying we're connected to the earth. It is the only way we can breathe, we can eat, we can move around. And yet, if we degrade it, we are harming ourselves as much as the earth, and we are harming our future. So we should be about the care of creation.
I was watching a debate that Bishop Robert Barron, he's a popular American Catholic kind of televangelist, type person who was talking about the legacy of Laudato Si as we are right now on Lake Effect. And he was saying that many encyclicals, these kinds of, you know, documents that come from the Pope of Rome, take decades to take hold. And your order, the School Sisters of St. Francis, are certainly, you know, leading the charge. You're putting solar panels up. You're encouraging people to get into fields that emphasize environmental stewardship and social justice. Do you think that, as Robert Barron says, it'll take decades for encyclicals to take hold, or do we not have the time to do that? In America, I mean, I look at a lot of churches that don't have solar panels on them. So what would you kind of hope would happen with this papal document, Laudato Si, and when?
I think the call is immediate for this to be a year of action. This is the rollout of Laudato Si's fifth anniversary, and it's calling on youth to get involved. And as we've seen with Greta Thunberg, the youth are interested. This is their future. So I don't know what the others think, but I think there is energy. And I just happened to hear a presentation of the one thing that can really change our immediate future with our carbon imprint is cutting down or taxing greenhouse emissions. And the bishops had proposed legislation that would be a carbon dividend act. So it's there are many ways out there, but that in itself was the one metric that could be changed and worked on immediately that would have immediate effects for our near future. Other efforts such as planting trees, et cetera, would take 40 to 50 years. But there are ways, and if we get more people involved and educated and motivated, then there is more hope for the future with our planet.
One big thing brought out by Pope Francis is this call to conversion, which is a call to change our hearts. And if we change our hearts, then we can change the systems that have become problematic. And we can change our lifestyles and our modes of consumption. And even Francis talks about our attitude towards economics in terms of looking at not just the United States, but globally. How can we really reinvigorate the systems so that everyone has food and shelter? And this provides us, maybe even the COVID-19 crisis, is a time that provides an opportunity to really make a difference. And we've seen some of the changes already in terms of reduction in air pollution and restoration of some of water when people have looked at consuming, have begun to consume less, not by choice necessarily, but by what this disease is challenging us with. So if we have a change of heart, maybe, you know, lots of things can change and be more helpful.
Yeah. Sister Judine, I wanted you to weigh in here as well. Do you think that, you know, people associate the Catholic Church right now as having this particular kind of morality that doesn't necessarily center environmental issues or poverty? Do you think that is changing quickly enough?
Is it quick enough? No. Nothing is ever quick enough to reach a great end, but every step that we take is important, and it's always can be improved, but it can also be used to make what we're doing very acceptable and also, I think, inviting to others to participate.
Well, that's very interesting and very insightful and rather radical, I must say.
Why is it radical, Julian?
Because it's not what you hear normally. Even religious life, the three of you who've taken vows, that's pretty radical. And what you're saying, I think, is not what people are used to doing in this country, whether it's in their personal lives or in the way they relate with other people. So your example is really something.
Thank you for giving us a chance to talk about it, because we actually think we're pretty normal, if I may say so.
Well, good. Well, thank you for making the time, and thanks for making your normal a little bit more normal for everybody else.
Well, thank you, Julian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sister Kathleen Brown leads the United States province of the School Sisters of St. Francis. Sister Deborah Fumagalli is the province's Justice and Peace Coordinator, and Sister Judine Schulte is a professor at Alverno College and a founder of CARE, Creating Action to Reverence the Earth. They all joined Lake Effect's Julian Haida to discuss the legacy of Pope Francis' environmental encyclical, Laudato Si, 5 years on. The sisters have raised tens of thousands of dollars for environmental causes over the years, in part through partnerships with local breweries.